Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hi, this is Tom Koch. Let me make sure I have this straight. It's not enough that the stock markets are down, what, between 20 and 30% this year. And hopefully you have some fixed income in your portfolio that's cushioned that blow. It's not enough that they've sold off so very quickly these last few weeks, creating this bear market. And frankly, a lot of panic among us. It's not enough of all those things. You still insist, for reasons that I'm trying to understand, frankly, that you should own individual stocks, individual companies. Let's just talk about this for a couple of minutes. And we're taking a day off from the how do I respond to the downturn in the market, because Don is doing a great job of that every single day. In fact, I'm even making my wife and daughter listen to it every day so that they understand what's going on. Individual stocks, okay? Why do you own them? I really think there's just a few reasons why you think you should own them. Number one, you believe that owning those individual stocks will make you more than just the stock market. You believe you own individual stocks because you know more than others, which brings me to number three, I think is the real reason. You own individual stocks because you want the bragging rights. You want to be able to say, ha ha, I bought Amazon in 1998. I bought Microsoft in 1985 and sold it in 1999. I was a really smart person. Let's talk about a few of the realities. Well, let's give you a few examples first because, wow, they're pretty astounding. The great manufacturing company, the company that has built all those wonderful airliners, sent them all over the world, Boeing, and if you believe one prognosticator whose name I shall not mention on this podcast, he's saying Boeing won't survive without a big government loan of some kind. It's going to run out of money. Boeing, inside the last 12 months, was trading at $398 a share. And today, this is recorded on Wednesday, intraday, it is trading at 98. 398 to 98. That, by my rough calculation, is somewhere around a 70% decline. Now, what about those of you who said, wait, I see this brand new industry? Don and I actually went to a conference where they were doing classes on investing in marijuana stocks, because that's the hot new future. And we would say, I hope your money doesn't go up in smoke. But you could have put your money in Tilray, right? T-L-R-Y, that intraday at one point trading at 300, and now today trading at $2.70. But if those two examples aren't enough for you, there's always the legendary General Electric. Jack Welch died recently. He took this company, he built it, he added on all these other types of firms. This was kind of like a mutual fund in some ways because they had other companies, so when one part wasn't doing well, a different one would. In 2016, about 4 years ago, GE trading for 30. Today, trading for $6.53. And if those aren't good enough examples, how about Washington Mutual? Oh, that's right. It was the largest trust bank that is now gone. Enron, the legendary energy trading firm. Oh, that's right. It doesn't exist anymore. Or WorldCom, which was going to change the way we communicate until they could no longer communicate. Individual stocks. And here's the other part of all of this. Two other things to remember. Number one, about 90% of the trades today are done by institutions. Who do you think has more knowledge about those particular companies, you or the institution spending millions of dollars? I'm betting that it's the institution. And the institutions, the big mutual funds, the hedge funds, the smart people on Wall Street that spend all the time and energy and have every advantage over you, they don't beat the market over the long haul. So please don't call me and tell me here's why I want to own individual stocks. A very wise man who won a Nobel Prize once said, diversify, diversify, diversify. Keep your costs low, keep your costs low, keep your costs low. If there was ever more sage advice in this moment of difficulty, I'd be pressed, hard pressed, to find it. I'm Tom Koch.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately...
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures.
That's a wrap.